Well, good evening, everybody. Very thankful to be able to share the word again. Thanks to Bob and Jeannie, but most of all, my Heavenly Father for making it all possible. And I agree with Bob what he said about yesterday's activities. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed going up and down with Paula and praying for different individuals. So it was kind of cool. Makes me real thankful, though, that I have a house over my head, that I get 3 square meals a day, and that I have a nice car, and I got a nice family. So I'm real thankful for that. Made me very thankful and blessed. What I'd like to share with you is one of my favorite topics in the Word, but it's huge, but I'll try to keep it short, and it's on prayer. And I've titled this little sharing called Prayer, Don't Get Shook. So go to the book of Daniel in your Bibles. Some of you are pretty fast with your phones and stuff. Daniel chapter 6. And we're going to start there. Daniel chapter 6, verse 1. Well, let's start. Well, let's look at the verse right that ends up chapter 5. And Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. He was 62 years old. And there was a kingdom change in the kingdom of Babylon. And Darius the Median was the new king. So we'll start in verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. And you can see that these presidents and princes, the ones that didn't get elected to be, you know, right next to the king, they were very jealous. They shouldn't have been jealous at all, but remember, you got to remember, Daniel had been taken into captivity when he was a very young child and force marched into Babylon, and he was a Jew. He was from, you know, the tribe of Israel, and he was in a foreign country. And Babylonians didn't like, he was not favored because he was not born in Babylon. So, verse 4, then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion or fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains had consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Wow. This king was put in the position of being God for 30 days. And if anybody was caught praying, to anybody or making request to anybody but the king, then they should be cast in a den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, listen to this. So Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Didn't sound like to me that Daniel was all too shook. And that's why I titled this teaching, Don't Get Shook. Because there he was. He was about ready to be thrown into the lion's den, but he did what he's always done. He prayed 3 times a day, and he was caught red-handed. Then these men assembled and fell Daniel praying and making supplication for his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. A decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which alters not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and he set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down.
Keep going, stop up, people.
He labored down. Hang on a second. Okay,
my battery's dying, sorry.
He labored down till the going down of the sun to deliver Daniel. So the king realized he made a big mistake. He made a big mistake. Daniel was not in the wrong. The king realized he had been bamboozled. But since you can't change the law, Daniel's going to have to be thrown into the lion's den. Well, anyway, you can read the next few verses, but we're going to go jump on over to verse 19. Then the king arose, and this is what happened. The king, his night's sleep went from him, didn't listen to his radio, didn't call for his musicians or anything. So, but he stayed up. Then the king rose very early in the morning. He wanted to see what happened to Daniel, and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. I wish I could have been there to see his jaw drop. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me. For as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. So you can see from Daniel's actions and he wasn't shook. It may have been a real tough situation. He was facing death. But he prayed to God 3 times a day, and he continued that even during these dire situations. But look what happened. God protected him in that den. The lion's mouths were shut. So prayer. Pray. Don't get shook. Just like Daniel. Go to Proverbs real quick. I want to show you verse 15. Proverbs, verse, chapter 15, sorry. Proverbs 15, verse 8. And it says, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Must have delighted in Daniel quite a bit because God protected him. Well, that's pretty wonderful to know that God is expecting your prayer. He's listening for you because the prayer of the upright is his delight. Go to Acts chapter 12. Going on over to Acts chapter 12. In Acts chapter 12, this is the record of Peter. And Peter, I guess, he'd been teaching the word too boldly. And so persecution came up against the church. Herod the king, and we'll read it. Chapter 12, verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 quaternions of soldiers to keep him, to guard him. What do you need 16? Anyway, that's interesting. Intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. So he was put in prison. Well, Herod just showed in the first couple of verses that he's into chopping heads off. So what do you think Peter was in prison for? He was being kept. So he was going to have his head chopped off. And when Herod, verse 6, when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, here's what Peter was doing, by the way. He was sleeping between 2 soldiers, down with 2 chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. Now, wow. Wow. Go back to verse 5 real quick. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church and to God for him. And what do you think Peter was doing too? I'll bet. He was praying, I'm sure. Otherwise, how could he sleep between 2 soldiers in chains? And verse 7, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, rise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and knew not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came into the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through 1 street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Wow, what a great record of deliverance. Peter gets in trouble. He's the leader of the church. He's obviously going to be killed because Herod does that kind of thing. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. So the believers got together, and obviously they didn't fret, but they prayed to God. And Peter must have been praying too. Like I said, how can you sleep between 2 soldiers with chains? I don't know how that's possible. he had to have been praying, and God must have been talking to him too. So, isn't that wonderful? So everything turned out all right for Peter too, because he prayed, and so did the church. They prayed. So if you don't want to get shook, prayer like they did. Prayer like Daniel. Prayer. Go to Ephesians chapter 6 briefly. Ephesians chapter 6. And we know that Ephesians is perhaps the greatest revelation given to the church of the body, of which you and I are a member. It talks about the accomplished work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It tells you about all spiritual blessings that we have. And then it goes all through all those wonderful spiritual blessings, and it gives you a practical keys on how to live that life. And then it goes and talks about the armor, all the armor that we have available to us because of Jesus Christ's accomplishments. Then he asks us to do something that I would have thought that maybe after he's encouraged us and motivated us and told us all these wonderful things that, man, let's go build a big hospital or something. But he didn't do that. God didn't do that. After all, taking all this armor and putting it on, he asks us in verse 18 of chapter 6. This is what he says. Praying always. This is what he wants us to do. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. He wants us to pray in the Spirit for others. Intercessory prayer. Wow. Kind of like what we do on the prayer list that Jeannie's put out. We've been doing that for quite a while. Great practice to put this into operation. Praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching God work on our behalf. Go to Philippians chapter 4. We're almost a couple more sections and we'll be done. Philippians chapter 4. And you're all familiar with this verse, I'm sure. Philippians 4, verse 6. Be careful or be anxious for nothing. Don't get shook. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts, or guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So be anxious for nothing. It means nothing. Don't get shook about anything. That's nothing. Well, what can we do? It just says we pray with thanksgiving. And the peace of God will guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. God will take care of us. He'll provide our protection. Go to 1 Thessalonians. This is where I'm going to close. 1 Thessalonians chapter 6. 1 Thessalonians is written with a great emphasis on the hope of Christ's return, especially in chapter 4. And this is God's admonition at the end of this book. And he gave this revelation to the Apostle Paul. Chapter 5, verse 16. And it says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I'd like to read that just again, because I think it's cool. Rejoice evermore. I mean, all the time. Pray without ceasing. Don't quit. Well, you may have to take a break for breakfast. But don't quit. Pray without ceasing. Do it a lot. In everything, give thanks, For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Okay? So my admonition is pray a lot. Don't get shook.
Wonderful. You want to close with prayer?
Certainly. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your great love for us. Thank you for how you've given us this wonderful written word that we can look at those records of what it says about prayer, and we can study the men and women who have gone before us, especially in your word, and how they stood on your word and were great men and women of prayer. So we love you, God, and we thank you for having us, giving us this great revelation so that we also can be successful in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen.